RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, welcome back to In Defense of Humanity. I am Al Whitney. This is March 3rd, 2018, and tonight we're talking about a new guide that was just released today publicly called Overcoming Vaccine Mania, and it was released on the website parentsagainstmandatoryvaccines.net. And if you look at the tabs at the top, you'll see one that says Overcoming Vaccine Mania. And that's how you get to it. Click on that, and there's a little brief introduction, and we've got the table of contents so people know what's in it. And then you're welcome to click on it and read it for yourself. It's only 33 pages. The first section is about the vaccination agenda, and it is an agenda. It is rolling out. The goal is to vaccinate pretty much the entire adult population. Or actually, I take that back. The entire population. They do have vaccination programs in third world countries. They want to expand this, the World Health Organization, with the World Bank. And right there, if you're not suspicious, the minute the World Bank is involved, it has never been for the welfare of the, human species. Are you kidding me? The World Bank functions for the welfare of the powers that shouldn't be, period. But they've got a lot of money, and they've got a lot of propagandists, and they're pretty much able to push forward any agenda they want. And they've got, as I said, public relations people to make their agendas sound palatable and sound benevolent. When indeed they are not. Basically, the whole powers that be goal, that shouldn't be goal, is to create a two-tiered society, them and everyone else. And they would be superior, and they would control and own all the wealth. And ultimately, they would like to be able to decide who is allowed to live and who is not. Sadly, that's the conclusion I've reached. Many others have reached the same conclusion. I think Mark Passio, who used to be on this network following this program, and he's done a lot of work trying to expose these agendas, reached the same conclusion. So we've got our work cut out for us, but we don't have the right to quit. None of us have the right to quit. It is in our genes to protect our species, which is why we keep having babies, because that's survival of the species. And so if you're not working towards some level of advocacy for your own species, I don't know what to say. You know, maybe you ought to think about what you're up to and stop rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic and come down here in the muck and the mire with the rest of us who are trying to advocate for a healthy, bright future for our species and are not willing to just sit back and throw in the towel. So I will be happy to take callers. The number is 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. We talk a lot on this show about the vaccination agenda, of course, partly because I have that website and I've looked at it. But I've also looked at it really quite closely for the last, since 2009, really. But we also talk about the bigger picture. You step up from the pharmaceutical products called vaccinations, and you move into the world of the medical industrial complex, which is an umbrella over the over pediatrics and over vaccinations and all preventative medicine and medical treatments and all of that. And you see the problem isn't just with vaccinations, even though that's what we're talking about tonight. The problem is the entire medical industrial complex has been hijacked, basically, by for-profit ventures, venture capitalists. We could even say that. Some would say that the medical industrial complex was started by Rockefeller when he founded the AMA and the FDA. He was instrumental in the founding of both institutions in the early 1900s. And his goal was never to establish these institutions to make a healthy population. That was never his goal. J.D. Rockefeller was a snake oil salesman, and helping the masses was not a part of what he was all about. Exploiting the masses was what he was all about. And he's been, that family has been very successful in doing that. The Rockefeller Foundation is giving funds for the ID 2020 Alliance. And the ID 2020 Alliance, go to their website, id2020.org. You will see they are all about getting a digital identity for every man, woman, and child on planet Earth. So that number will stick with this living soul from birth till death. And through that number, they can monitor things like nationalities, money, banking, employment, purchases, medical care, voting record. I mean, their goal is to establish a profile for every man, woman, and child on the planet. And the goal, of course, is not to ensure a healthier population. The goal is population control and resource management, with them doing all the resource management, with them having access to all the resources first and foremost, and determining where those resources are used and for who and for what purpose. And that's a pretty difficult agenda to fight, but my position and the position of the people I work with has always been that we may not be able to control what the Rockefeller Foundation is doing. We may not be able to control what the deep state is doing, the shadow government. It would appear that exposing them is not enough to get the game to stop. I mean, people wrote a whole bunch of wonderful books after the JFK assassination. A lot of them were very well recognized. One of those, I believe, was Michael Colin Piper, who was on RBN for many years. And it did not stop the light of day, did not stop this agenda from moving forward. People have exposed the Bush family. That did not stop the agenda from moving forward. People have exposed the Clintons. That has not stopped the agenda from moving forward. So my concern is merely exposing them is not enough. Again, even in the vaccination issue, people have been exposing the problems with vaccines for more than 30 years, and yet the agenda is still moving forward. So what is it that we can do other than exposing, bringing the light of day on this corruption and on this subversion my position has been, and many of the people I work with share this perspective, is that we really need to take a close look at what we're doing on a day-to-day basis, and could what we're doing be perceived from their perspective as our consent? And I have said this on many programs, that yes, indeed, in their world, when we sign our name, when we don't ask questions, when we choose to ignore the truth because it's too difficult, it's too alarming, when we make those kind of decisions, essentially what we're doing is we're giving our consent to that which is not in our best interest. So how do we deny our consent to that which is not in our best interest? Well, that's why we talk a lot on this show, why I talk a lot about the legal system. Because it is through the legal system that they put in place. UCC was brought into our country, and that is the law of commerce. It's a private international law. And it was adopted in most states in the 50s and 60s, my state, 1953. It was not done with the permission of the American or knowledge of the American people. This was a project of bar attorneys. And it's crept into our state legislatures. It's crept into everything. So that now the whole entire legal system is admiralty law or law merchant or maritime law. And we are consenting to it. With our signature, by voting as well. And until we recognize that that's what we're doing and start denying our consent, I fear that these atrocious agendas will continue to move forward. And the players behind the scenes, the wizards behind the curtain, will continue to believe that we don't object to our own demise, that we don't object to our own enslavement, that we don't object to being controlled and forced to get a license or forced to register or forced to get a certificate to do anything. That we don't object to paying these outrageous taxes to city, county, state, and federal corporations, because we continue to do it. And we have yet to recognize that it is through our participation that this monster has grown and continues to grow. Because while we have conversations over dinner about how corrupt the government is, too many people, the vast majority of the American people, seem to be aware of that, but they don't seem to be motivated to figure out if there's anything they can do about it. Oh, no, I can't. So let me do that. I'm having a problem seeing that as well, Skype 2. Let me see if I can get there. I can't see them. Okay, well, for some reason my screen's not showing it, so who's the first caller and put them on? I'd love to hear from them. Okay, Richard. Sorry, I can't see that board. I didn't know you were there. Hi, Richard.
Hi. Well, I guess it's too late for the old people to do anything. But the parents... Can you hear me?
I don't think so, but go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
The parents have a chance. The parents must teach their children defiance. Tell them to act like the black kids. Just put your foot down and say no. And if they insist, just go to the principal's office and say, expel me, because I'm tired of this. Because there really is a genocide underway, and yes, it is a selective genocide of the kind of people that listen to this network. It is not a genocide of black people or Jewish people. In fact, any Jewish kid can ask a Jewish doctor for a opt-out slip and avoid the vaccinations if he wants to. And same for the black kids. They can find a way to get out. And if they don't find a doctor that'll sign a slip, they'll just put their foot down and say, "Hell no, you ain't sticking that needle in me. That is battery, and I ain't going to put up with it." The black kids talk all the time about the genocide of the black people when they're the only race that is substantially increasing in population. They are the majority of the babies born on this planet.
Well, we have
that majority.
We have to remember, okay, that we're down here on the ground, and it does seem like certain groups are getting hit harder than other groups. But the war is really between the less than 1% and everyone else. So,
well, we're only 8% of the planet.
Well,
and they're getting rid of us fast.
Yeah, I mean, it's this less than 1% versus everybody else. And they don't plan on anybody outside of that small group, which is less than 1%, anybody having a rosy future. I mean, yes, it does seem like they're attacking one group more than another, but at the same time, if you're not in that less than 1%, you're on their list. I mean, they're not going to ensure that you have a rosy, healthy future either, right? No matter what your color.
We're facing genocide, and we cannot minimize it or equivocate. We can't dance around it. We have to tell our children. We are focused upon for a selective racial genocide. And I could talk about all the welfare programs that are designed racially to get rid of white babies and produce more and more African babies.
Okay, now
But you don't want to hear about that.
No, I understand.
I'm sure.
Wait, I understand that. I do understand that. But what I'm saying is, I do absolutely understand what you're saying. I'm also saying that these African babies that you're referring to, the powers that shouldn't be will be vaccinating them. They don't have any intention of them having a rosy future either.
But they will exist.
They may or may not. If they're useful to them, and right now they're useful because they help fan conflict. If they're useful to them in some form, they will exist. If they're not, they won't. So many of these...
They're perfect as policemen and prison guards and block captains and commissars.
But so many of these families in the black community, unfortunately, don't have fathers, and they are on welfare. And what they're doing with welfare now is they're making it conditional. If you're going to be on welfare, you're going to take vaccines. If you're going to be on welfare, you're going to do the medical care that we say, and that would include fully vaccinated. So their children are not going to be spared either from the vaccination agenda.
Well, what I'm saying, you got to teach the white kids that they, in particular, are focused upon for demise.
Yeah.
It's true, and you got to focus, put it in their mind and hammer on it, because it's the truth.
Well, okay. Thank you for sharing that thought. Did you have anything else? We have other callers.
Well, yeah, are you interested in the free house program?
The free house?
The free house program.
We're going to break. Hang in there.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, welcome back to In Defense of Humanity. Okay, you were talking about a free house, Richard?
Yeah. You've heard of Section 8 in public housing.
Yeah.
Well, they have a priority list.
Okay.
And the highest priority for housing for 18 years is a baby with a black father and a white mother. A white girl with a black baby has a higher priority than a black girl with a black baby.
How can you verify that?
Well, I have just been listening to the young women talk at the grocery store. The clerks, they talk about the things that they see and that they experienced in school. You know, they only got out of school maybe 5 or 6 years ago, and they remembered.
Okay.
And they know how the welfare system works, and it is focused on white girls with black babies. They want to guarantee that black babies are not homeless, and white mothers with black babies are never homeless. But, you see, there are a lot of homeless, but the homeless are all white. Blacks are not homeless.
Here's what the legal world would say, and they would say this: unless we can find it in a document that is an official policy, they would say that what we're just talking about is hearsay. It's anecdotal. A couple people say some things, and so we can't prove it. We could just say a couple people said some things. But I appreciate you opening.
It's not actionable.
Well, I appreciate
you. It's policy. This policy came from the federal courts.
Well, then we have to see the documents to prove that it's policy, is all I'm saying. Hearsay doesn't prove a policy. We have to see the documents. But so, I appreciate you sharing, and we can certainly see if we can find them. Maybe you could find some documents that say that.
Well, you can just call the Alabama Department of Human Resources and ask them about their policies.
Well, yeah, call them and ask them to send you the policies of who gets preferential treatment for housing and see what they send you. Okay, we have other callers, Richard. I think that would be a great thing to investigate. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
Okay, take care. Okay, the next caller, Ken. Again, I can't see the board, so I'm going to count on Ken. Hello? Okay. Hello, Francis.
Hello there. How are you? Well, I know you're doing okay. Hi. Good to hear from you, young lady.
Thank you.
Indeed, and have a great weekend otherwise. It's interesting about the housing deal. Yes, it would be actually very helpful if there was documentation illustrating such a scenario like that, just like for anything that's viewed as being, well, this is motivated toward this ethnicity and that ethnicity and so forth. If there's actually a presented documentation of that said action, that would be more confirming of that scenario, not just
right.
Simply, okay, I heard this or I heard that,
right.
Which is great to actually hear about something like that, but getting a hard copy of such, even if it's electronic, does wonders.
Okay, let me give you an example, and then I'm eager to hear what you have to say, because you brought this up. I have a dog that I adopted. He has a microchip in him, right? And I took him to a vet, and I said, I'd like this microchip removed because there are cases where it has increased the chance of the animal getting cancer. Okay. So what did the vet say back to me? Exactly this hearsay thing. He says to me, well, we have a clinic here and we see lots of dogs and we've never seen cancer from a microchip. Now, that's called hearsay, right? Because he could be sure. Lying to me and I wouldn't know, would I?
That's true.
Yes. So go ahead.
Simply because they're going to say what they have to in order to keep that thing in that physical body, period. After
correct.
All, they make money off of that. That is their bread. That is their source of income, whatever. It's of no concern. The question is, what type of cancer mutation, cell mutation, is being caused by it? Now, it's interesting you mention that, and this is not originally what I called about to start with.
Okay, hold on. Hang in there, because we have to go to break. I'd love to hear what you have to say. Hang in there.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Okay, we're back in the final stretch for tonight's show, and we're talking to Francis. Go ahead, Francis.
Hey, just to finish up on that document thing to start with.
Yes.
At one point, I went to inform my other half about something I come across video-wise and so forth about what happened in Florida as far as the shooting goes recently. Basically, he's like, well, go ahead and send a link to me so I can check it out for myself. And I'm like, okay. So I had to go ahead and go through all that just so he could see it for himself or listen to it for himself or whatever have you, simply because he did not take my word for it. So I was like, fine, be that way. So I was like, as long as he got it from the horse's mouth, proverbially, from the video, that was all that mattered. So
yes,
he could make up his own blooming mind. Now, as far as the canine thing goes, I can empathize about the thing about the Nike chip and all that because at one point, about a little over a year ago, we did have a canine. She was a rescue. She unfortunately did have a Mikey chip implanted, which I requested to be removed, but they claimed they could not for whatever reason. I thought, wait a minute, you can put it in, but you can't take it out? Horse manure. So unfortunately, she had it. Sometime later, in her older years, as it were, or it may have been sooner, she ended up developing a tumor of sorts, or whatever you want to call it, that actually affected her equilibrium.
Wow.
And it was very ugly. I mean, over time, it started progressing worse and worse to the point that it took over the control of her equilibrium as well as her muscle action.
Wow.
Totally.
Oh.
And so In the early morning hours, we had to unfortunately take her to an emergency vet and send her on her way, which tore us apart like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, yeah.
And so it was horrible. The only thing is that in order to help ease her over, we had to go ahead and let them do a sedation to help make it easier for her to cross over.
Yeah.
Which was horrible to do, and I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy, for that matter.
Yeah.
Now, as for the vaccine issue and all that, it's up to the guardian and the parent to actually step their foot down and so forth. And just by the same token, it's actually also the kids, the teenagers' turn to put their foot down and say, well, I need to get permission from my parents or whatever. And basically, regardless of what your ethnicity is as a human being, saying no or saying, can I get back to you? It's not a matter of them saying, well, you have to have it now or whatever, or you cannot come back to school. That's horse manure.
Yes.
They should get permission from the guardian or the parent or whatever that sends them to that public school, saying whether or not it is permissible or not, period, and walk out. Now, if the student is threatened, they should inform the parent of that. If they are threatened, if they ever inform their parent or guardian that they've been threatened and not to say anything, then the public school itself is liable, period. After all, they're supposed to be there for a public service. Guess what? You make a threat on a child's life, you're liable, period.
Okay. Now, this is why we've come up with a vaccination notice, and I didn't say that in the first hour. In that Overcoming Vaccine Mania guide, we've got three different notices to use. One is designed to use with hospitals and doctors to notice the doctor that, and they're based on the premise that we'll comply with your vaccine request if you accept the liability for any harm or injury, which we know they won't. But that's called let's make a deal. And that brings to their attention in that notice that you know for a fact that there can be severe harm and injury and you're not going to accept the liability. And if they want the child vaccinated, they have to do it. So we have one for the doctors and the hospitals. The second one is for schools and daycares. And the third one is for employers and deans. In other words, if you are an employee or a college student and they are requiring you to get a vaccine, you can use a notice. So this is our way of dealing with this commercial corporate system, is using their tools, which are notices in the UCC. It's real important in the UCC. And we notice them, and we do so it appropriately, that we're aware that vaccines can cause harm and injury. And unless they want the liability, we cannot consent. So the ball goes into their court. Okay? Mm-hmm. Let's make a deal. The ball's in your court. I will say yes if you'll take the liability. Now, if they say no, they won't take the liability, then we must ask them, obviously you think there's some risk or you wouldn't have a problem taking the liability. The ball goes back in their court. This is just a different strategy of denying consent.
There you go. One last thought for you, and I'm going to let you fly, is that as far as the students or kids, teenagers or whatever, listening only to folks that are younger or their parents or whatever, they also can listen to their folks, elderly folks, as far as grandparents go and whatever, that are over 50 plus or whatever the case might be, because they can learn a lot of wisdom. If they actually sit down or even talk or even ask a question, they can get a lot of wisdom from them because they've been around, obviously, a lot longer than they were. So
I never discount
someone that's 50-plus years old or whatever the case might be because, hey, they've lived, they survived. They know a thing or two about surviving that they can actually share that wisdom with someone younger.
Oh, absolutely. So, I think that's one of the reasons that they're over-medicating senior citizens is because senior citizens have watched this thing change and remember when it wasn't the way it is.
Yeah.
And they don't want the seniors They don't want the mature adults to break this this matrix. So it's real important that people who understand that it's a matrix continually try to reach out to these young people. It's so important.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, y'all have a great weekend. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Okay, Ken, is there another caller? Okay. Good evening, Mark.
Me? Oh, there we go. I was waiting for that. There you go. All right, cool. Well, what do you think of what Michael Bagnerick said some years ago? Well, tell you what, you have your syringe and I have my 40 caliber. Let's see who makes a bigger hole.
Yeah, that's not how they're going to do it, huh, though? They're going to say, they're going to try to say that if you don't have your vaccinations up to date, we're not going to give you a driver's license. That's what they're going to go.
Well, I'm more concerned about, shortly before Aaron Russo died, that he went on record about the real purpose of this so-called war on terror. So injecting vaccines, yes, I have Asperger's, which is a relatively mild form of autism. But the thing is, Revelation 13, the mark of the beast, and when it comes to injecting an RFID chip, and it's like, look, you can have back all the things you had before. You can have back the internet and electricity, hot, cold, running water. You can have back plenty of food to eat and air-conditioned health. All you got to do is take this little RFID chip. And to the people that are willfully ignorant, not just, oh, I didn't know, but the people who are willfully ignorant of being behind this agenda, the question I pose is, how do you people plan on spending your 30 pieces of silver in hell? Right? Because that injecting a vaccine is bad enough, but the scriptures that make very clear that the people who take that mark of the beast are going to have severe sores all over their bodies, you know, and that's just an appetizer of the things that are going to come. Because as bad as that is, when you're in hell forever, separated from God, that's going to be a lot worse. So, you know, it's the same authoritarianism that's saying we have to take vaccines as a stepping stone to inject, to take you know, it's like maybe it's the RFID chip and maybe it's something, a technology that has yet, that may exist, may yet to exist, but, you know, that's going to happen. God's word will be fulfilled sooner or later. And one thing I'm pretty sure of, when God's word comes to fulfillment, it's not going to happen in a way that people expect it. The Pharisees and the experts in the law were expecting there to be this great Messiah who would basically kick the Romans out, and there'd be this great earthly kingdom, and they would commend them for their legalistic zeal. And then the Messiah came and told them, you people are completely missing it because you've got your legalistic perfection, but you completely missed that it's all about me. You study scripture diligently, but to thinking that by that you have eternal life, but it points to me and you refuse to come to me. So, yeah, I think that this, as a stepping stone, my concern about the vaccines is, yes, it's leading us, the authoritarian government that thinks they have the authority to decree. You know, it to me, it's the same kind of thing as prima nocta. You're familiar with the term prima nocta, like in the Mel Gibson movie Braveheart.
Yeah.
And so, yes. You know, the government decrees things that have no moral authority because, you know, but we legalized rape, so it's okay. It's like, no, it's not okay because, you know, you understand that that's where we're headed. And,
well, I understand there are people who think that we don't have to do anything because some savior is going to come and make this whole thing right. And I don't agree with those people at all. They, in fact, in my world, those people are a problem because they're doing nothing. So many of them are doing nothing but waiting for this savior as things deteriorate. And I totally think that as long as we consent to this, it will continue to go forward, and we have to wake up and say, we got to say no.
It's worse than they're doing nothing. It's like my brother-in-law believes all kinds of negative, nasty things about Islam, and I'm like, look, you're going to say that Muslims are deceived, and they're deceived and you're not, And it's like this guy earlier who was talking about how the white race is like, look, understand that our race, the Yafitic, you know, and most Jews are as Yafitic as I am. Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, Japheth. And European ancestry is essentially Yafitic, just like Hamitic is the black tribes in sub-Saharan Africa, in the land of Cush and like that. But the thing is, that's the way that the satanic agenda works, is they contrive us into conflict that avoids, that draws attention away from them. You know, like getting Christendom and Islam. I call it Islamdom is everything that's called Islam. And here we are citing, you know, counting Saudi Arabia as an ally when they hold to the most legalistic and belligerent form of Islam. And we're fighting against the Alawi sect in Syria that is one of the most tolerant, and they actually protect Christians and Jews. You know, they don't protect Zionists, they recognize as a problem. So, you know, they're not so much protecting Zionism. They're saying, look, if you're a Jew, as long as you don't go around pretend thinking you're above the law, then we don't have a problem with you. You know?
Okay, well, we're kind of going down a different path here.
Yeah, I hear you. We are concerned about the. You can appreciate that my concern is that the vaccines are a stepping stone to bigger things, more dangerous things, right?
Well, as long as we don't find a way to not consent, to deny consent, the powers that shouldn't be will continue to move forward because they feel that we're okay with it. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
I hope we'll catch you next week. Okay, thank you. Right. Bye.
Okay. Ken, do we have another caller? Okay. Hi, Ken.
Howdy. Hey, you know, first it's voluntary, then it's mandatory. I go to VA and get them shots, and both in Dallas and Fort Worth. Stand in line, get them shots, hurry up, it's free, hurry up. One of these days they'll make it mandatory. If you want to go see the doctor, we got to have a shot. They just might pull that.
This is why, you know, particularly you guys, you veterans, because all they have to do is make a policy, and you don't get a vote on their policies. So take a look at the guide, Overcoming Vaccine Mania, because there is one in there for physicians and hospitals. And there's no, you don't have to differentiate if it's VA or anything else. All you would say to them in that notice is that if the VA wants to take the liability, and I doubt even the VA will say, yes, we want the liability.
Good point, yeah. Hey, you know, you were talking about Daddy Bush and Junior Bush, and you keep saying things about him, enough never happens. I started talking in 1990 on AM, FM, and shortwave radio, and there was not too many people out there talking conservative talk, but... Now, I mean, we talked on it before, Alex Jones and Hannity and Fox 4. Things have gotten better. There are more conservative talk radio now than there was in 1990, and I was completely surprised of how it's getting more informative out there. And they can't stand people getting informed. That drives them nuts.
Yeah, but again, if they keep us fighting conservative versus liberal... If they keep us fighting Democrat versus Republican, if they keep us fighting white versus black, then that 1% at the very top wins. It's
I see what you're talking about.
Yeah, our enemy is a very small group of people who control the majority of the wealth and resources on the planet.
That's true.
Yeah, enemy is not a Democrat or a Republican who barely makes a living.
Anyway, back in 1990, I would make a phone call on a talk show, hang it up, and a phone would ring. Many, many times that it did it. One time I let it ring for 15 minutes. They have got to have electronic dialers. They try to scare you off with a thing back in the 90s.
Wow.
Yeah.
Join the club.
Hey, join the club. The more you know, the more you expose, and I can't stand you learning anything.
Yeah, that's right.
I learned that a long time ago. You have to inform people, period.
Right. Absolutely.
Right. Bye.
Okay, thanks for calling in.
Okay, Ken, do we have another caller? Okay. Good evening, Roxanne.
Hi,
we have just a short time, so.
I know. I understand because it's late in the hour. But people actually think you can get something done on a local level. I have tried for decades to try to get stuff done with sheriffs. Let's look at Scott Israel down in Broward County. What are you going to get done if you're a local in Broward County? Nothing. Either they're the complicit, or they're on the payroll.
So yeah, they've all taken
Bible. The Bible thumpers. I am so tired of the Bible thumpers. I don't think any of these people do anything. I'm tired of the Bible thumpers, and that was taken. And you and I know from where, but they're complicit. They have to be.
Okay, nice, sweetheart. Yeah, we're going to have to cut it short. Please stay tuned and listen to our Saturday evening imaging prayer. Take a little time to image the world that you know all these wonderful children deserve and the world we all want. And we'll be back next week. Good night.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality. I'd like to end tonight's show by reaching up to a higher power, whatever that might mean to you, to assist us in creating the future we all want. Close your eyes as you listen to this beautiful song by Inca Gold called Shout to the Lord. And image families and children enjoying Earth's healthy meadows, forests, oceans, and mountains in perpetuity. Image them laughing, singing, and dancing. Visualize humanity thriving, free from want or fear. Picture the peaceful world we all deserve. Let's joyfully create our future together.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting.